Hi everyone, it's only me with a pod extra. I've opened up Pandora's box, haven't I? But I think it's worth opening because we need to get this nailed down and I need to explain reasons why, as I tried to do on yesterday's video, about the entrances and exits around the site. So if you haven't seen the video, there is a passageway between our Year 6 huts, alongside our classrooms, and then around our site down to the infants. Now, we keep that closed, and it's a real clear reason for keeping that closed, and I know it's disruptive to you, especially if you've got to get kids to different parts of the site and to the infants as well. But it's a real clear safeguarding reason why we keep that closed. And it needs to be kept closed because in the afternoons especially, we have classes still coming up and we've had parents sort of saying, asking the children to move out of the way. We're an operational school. The children take precedence. So I've got to be really, really clear. That is not open for now. Now, if we agree that actually let's change our start and finish times, we can relook at that, because I can't have the site open for all of the children to be moving around and then just adults walking around. It becomes a massive safeguarding issue, and we only did a lockdown last week to ensure that if there was an intruder, we know what to do. I don't want to create a situation where it makes it easier for a potential intruder to get within the school. So that's the first reason why. Now, in the mornings, if you're dropping your children off to Year 3, for instance, you don't have to drop off outside the Year 3 classrooms. If you've got a child in the infants, what you could do is drop off at the infants and down by our car park, by the bottom of the lodge, Mrs. Hope and Miss Barnes stand there every single morning. You can drop your children off there. So if that is easier to go to that drop-off point, you can drop off there. You don't have to drop off where the classrooms are. They will send the children into school and they'll just be able to get into the corridor and into their classroom. So that is also an option to you. So there are two options. Now, some more feedback, and I really, really like feedback, because if I know about it or if there's an issue, we can work on it. You know me now, I'm really not an unreasonable guy and I like to listen, but I've also got to say, look, there's some things it's just a no. But for instance, the gate by my office is going to be open at 3 p.m. every day. I don't know why it isn't. So that will just alleviate some pressure points there. Look, unfortunately, as I said to somebody on the phone yesterday, whoever designed this school needs to be shot, because it's been designed in the wrong orientation. The layout of the site isn't conducive. And somebody said, oh, could we just open the playground up again? Well, if anybody who was here before COVID, when we used to do that, that was chaos and really unsafe as well. So we're trying to find the best ways to create a safe exit and entry to our school at the beginning and the end of the day. But it's not easy, because we haven't just got our school with 500 children, we've got the infants with another 300 odd children, plus you then throw St George's into the mix, and I understand it is crazy down there as well. You guys, we all need to work together on this. So one of the things that keep on coming up is the roads and parking. I came down here this morning on my bike in the wind and the rain, okay, so, you know, don't want a medal or anything. There was no parking, right? So at 8 o'clock in the morning, there is no parking on White Avenue. People have got the drop curves, there is no parking. What we all need to do, and it's got to be a collective responsibility, it can't just be on my shoulders, it's not just on Mrs. Holder's shoulders, it's a collective responsibility with our community, and I include all of us, and we've got a cracking community, really, really have, and I said that last week at the PTFA AGM, we really have an amazing community, and I couldn't be more thankful for how supportive you all are, but we've got to take responsibility as well, because actually, we can't kind of complain about the parking and the driving if we're driving ourselves. And look, this is controversial, okay? And this is a hot topic, and I'm going to upset. I'm sure my comment will upset someone. But if you can, and I know time is precious, but if we can, we've got to make it safe. The only people that can make it safe are us. Somebody suggested Safe Streets. Safe Streets has no money. KCC have no budget to implement any traffic calming measures by the looks of things. I have worked really hard with both Shane and Lauren on looking at making things one way, all sorts, nothing's happened. So the only people who've got control over this are us. So, but it makes, we've got to make some difficult decisions for ourselves. So one of them would be, actually, can you walk to school? Would be my first thing. Can you leave a bit earlier, or can you find time to walk to school just to alleviate the traffic? Can you park away from the school and then walk in? For instance, park at Morrison's, can you walk across the road, or park on the other roads, sort of beyond, out of this sort of perimeter around both us and the infants in St George's. So there's a couple of things we can do. We can have control over this, but it requires all of us to do it, and all of us to have that collective responsibility. I can't wave a magic wand, and it's just a busy time. There's too many people. You know, you think you've got 800 children coming and going within a half hour period. There's tiny roads. It was never designed, was it? When this school was built in the 50s and put where it was, people weren't driving like they drive now. That was never a consideration. But there's nothing, you can't retrospectively do anything. There's houses, the roads are the width they are, the paths are the width they are as well. So look, that, I will leave that with you to think about and take some decisions, but that's one thing we can do. Somebody said about opening the fire station gate. I'm not going to do that again, because that became ridiculously unsafe. We're people parking on the fire station forecourt, for goodness sake. You can't, and the fact is also, then you've got a real safeguarding issue with all the cars. Everybody tries and piles into the church and the residence car parks. That doesn't work either. It really doesn't. As I say, our site isn't conducive particularly to have this amount of people coming and going, but also having the cars. So that's the issue. So it is the matter of, can we walk in? The other thing, and I really ask you this, and I think I said this on Monday, if I think it's great children come to school on their bikes and their scooters, please, 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 can they walk them around the site? It's too busy for children to be riding bikes or scooting scooters around our school site in the mornings and in the afternoons. So please, again, I'm going to say, don't be offended. Please respect our staff. When they're saying to you, please, can you not ride your bike or scoot that scooter? I think that's really important. And again, you know, I'm going to listen to all of your feedback. I really, really am. I'm trying my very best to make the best of this difficult site. Okay, it really is, and I'm really trying my best. And I have spoken to Mrs. Holder this week about start and finish times. I'm asking Kent Police to come in to talk to me about traffic as well. So I really am trying to work hard and making the best of what it is. As I say, it's never going to be perfect. I can't give everybody the perfect situation for them. There's 500 of you, or you times it by two, there's 1,000 of you. I can't make everything right for every single person. But what I can do is sort of say, look, this is pretty much as good as it's going to get. I've taken your feedback. I've tried to listen to everybody. I've spoken to as many people as I'm going to speak to. But this is what we're going to do moving forward. So just as I finish, because I'm going on for ages and ages and ages, please, please, please respect the fact that we've got that closed off for now. We're going to look at maybe trying to cut those hedges back. As I say, you can collect, you can drop off at any of the three different points around the school. So if you're going to drop off at the infants, you can actually just drop your child off at the corner of the playground by the lodge. You don't have to walk all the way around. And again, in the afternoons, I know the infants throw out at 3:15. Go to the infants first at 3:15 and then come to your child's class secondary after that. Right, thank you so much. I do appreciate all your feedback. I hope that kind of it sorts something out, but believe you me, I'm working on it. I don't come to work thinking, how am I going to make everybody's life a nightmare, or I'm going to make it difficult for you. That is certainly not what I'm about. And I hope most of you know that about me as well. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll catch up with you all soon.